So on Saturday, we learned of a new security guard COVID case. Mark McGowan didn't lock down on Sunday, same deal. And I thought his explanation made sense to me. The fact that there was mask wearing going on, less happening in the community, gave them more confidence that they didn't need to take extra measures at this point. But we had the debate last week with Police Commissioner Chris Dawson on Wednesday. We had the debate with the Premier himself on Friday about whether lockdowns would always be the first resort. And in this case, they haven't been. And I agree with and I support that decision. Bradley Woods is the CEO of the AHA. Bradley, I presume you support the decision too.
Gareth, it's a very sensible decision. Perth's bars, pubs, hotels, taverns, restaurants all breathed a sigh of relief yesterday morning when the Premier said we wouldn't be going into lockdown, and on Saturday. I think that it shows that there is room for considered and sort of moderate approach to this. And clearly, as the Premier has said, the circumstances were different because masks were being worn and there was a partial lockdown during the week and then the hard lockdown on the weekend before, which may well have reduced the level of transference or the spread of COVID. So it shows that there are options here available to the government and that clearly health is comfortable with the approach that's been adopted and recommended.
Do you think that we will now see the lockdown as first resort policy sort of ebb away? And, you know, the Premier was being asked at the press conference yesterday by the journalists if this meant that we were going to the New South Wales model. And I'm not really interested in the political argument about that. I'm interested in the outcome. This is a good outcome. What do you think?
Well, I agree. The outcome is what's important. It doesn't matter the politics of it. You can compare it to California. You can compare it to New South Wales, whatever. I think the circumstances will always dictate what path is taken, but it's important that the circumstances determine the approach, and in this case, the circumstances allowed for a more moderate and considered approach, and it's exactly what the Premier has done. It's the right outcome, and it'll mean that we can move through this without shutting down business and society and human movement to the degree that it has been when there's a full lockdown. I don't think it's about any political philosophy or approach or anything. No one has a monopoly on that, and I think, as the Premier has said multiple times now, that each and every situation has to be assessed on the circumstances. And clearly on this occasion, he has done that. I mean, yep, absolute tragedy that fans couldn't be at the footy yesterday. But, you know, the risk was probably too high, particularly cramming all of those people into public transport just would have been a ludicrous situation.
I am interested if anyone's been going into work this morning or school or whatever on public transport. I'd be fascinated to know how many people are on the buses and trains, or even if you're just driving along the freeway, are the trains busy or not? Let me know. 9221882. Give us the eyewitness reports this morning. Bradley, what would another lockdown have done to the businesses that you represent?
Well, for the AHA, we represent hotels, pubs, taverns, small bars, restaurants, hospitality businesses. And over the last week, there has been a considerable amount of pain and a considerable amount of loss and a lot of wages lost as a result of the lockdown. We estimated that between the hard lockdown on the weekend and then the lockdown and the restrictions with the numbers substantially reduced down to maximum 20 people, it was around 150 million in losses. That's something the industry can't sustain without JobKeeper and without the other levels of Commonwealth and state support. The people who are at most risk here are the casual staff who just don't have any wages or income coming through. And of course, you know, we all know people in that situation and they've got to pay rent, they've got to buy food. And so for the industry to not have to go into lockdown, it's meant that there's a lot of relief and a lot of stress removed from people working in the industry and the owners of those businesses as well.
Yeah. Is there any evidence that some employees are basically getting sick of it, particularly those who lost wages and they're going, you know what, maybe I'll just go and find a job somewhere else, because there are jobs going in this economy at the moment.
Look, unfortunately, you are right there, Gareth. I've had multiple venue operators and owners talk about staff that have resigned as a result of another lockdown, and it is disruptive. To lose long-term staff who've had enough and have sort of, you know, their patience is outworn it and they've got options elsewhere, it's very disruptive and it is disappointing. We as an industry can't afford to lose valuable staff that have got long-term experience and commitment to the industry, and we don't want to see the lockdowns disturb that. We know that we're at the forefront of human gathering and people getting together. But at the end of the day, you know, for our sector to constantly bear the brunt and do all the heavy lifting to protect the community, we're looking for some relief. And exactly what has happened this occasion, the Premier has taken a considered and moderate approach, and we're very appreciative of that.
I think we all want to avoid more lockdowns. I mean, I just don't. They're just such a blunt instrument. We understand that they're there as a tool. We understand that they're needed. Like, if we have an outbreak that gets away to tens or dozens or hundreds of cases, then sure, you know, I get it and I understand it. But I just hope that this is the sort
good
of
evening, an incremental six hours step forward
in a new way of having confidence to back our systems in, which do work. And I think that, you know, again, we'll see people come forward to get tested again. People will log into the Healthy WA website and check the exposure sites. Like, we know what we're doing now. This is a tried and tested method, so let's back it in.
And clearly that is what is exactly happening. The contact tracing systems are working. People are getting tested. I had one of my staff who was tested over the weekend because she went to a shopping centre last week that one of the cases was at, and you know, immediately took steps and advised management of what was involved, and you know, we've taken the appropriate cautionary steps. But it shows that people are committed and sensible to this approach, and that's exactly what is needed. The hard lockdown approach every time might be easy for health bureaucrats and police to administer because everyone's under control, but at the end of the day, it is not the easiest solution for the rest of the community.
Good on you, Bradley. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks, Gareth. Cheers.
Bradley Woods, the CEO of the AHAWA.